My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. And with that, we are ready to send it over to Studio 2A. But before we do that, I want to thank one more time the gentleman in Siksa for coming down tonight during the first part of tonight's show. As we mentioned before, their EP vinyl release is going to be on Saturday over at Wooden Tooth Records. But without further ado, live from Studio 2A for the next hour, coming back to Locals Only, and very happy to have them back. The long wait.
Girlfriend who's staying in LA. I said hello, she said how you been, met with not much else to say. She proceeded to fall apart while crying in the fall. Can you come up here to Hollywood, pick me up and bring me home? Hollywood, yeah. Second there, I thought everything was great. Your brother told me that you got that part you auditioned for last spring. But were you just putting all of us on from there in the land of fate? I tell you what I think I'm gonna do for you. I'm gonna meet you most of the way. I'm gonna wait here on the mountain and maybe settle down for good. 'Cause Big Bear City's the closest I ever wanna get to Hollywood. Do for you, I'm gonna meet you most of the way. So hop on a bus, head out to Riverside, and I'll be up here at the lake. See if they'll let you out over at Beaumont or Fitzhugh. 'Cause I promised myself I'd never set foot near Hollywood again. So go west. Big Bear City's the closest I ever wanna get to Hollywood.
People racing around the circuit, going slow.
times they change. Everyone, every day we stay the same. We don't go as fast as a split second, a world record. They're all waiting for the final words. Still we're going slow. drink up, lay back and dream. And baby always dreams with me. Well, he is somewhere else and he don't know I care, but in my mind he's always there.
My name is Matt Milner. I'm live in Studio 2A with The Long Wait. Thank you so much for coming back.
Thanks for having us back.
So we'll start off with introductions, especially because we have a few new faces in the group. So we'll go around. Let us know who you are and what you're playing tonight.
Who wants to start?
John.
Hi, I'm John Hollister. I'm playing electric guitar.
My name's Liz Sarapania, and I sing.
My name is Bjorkvin Benediktsson, and I play guitar and sing sometimes.
My name is Paul Sarapania, and I play the bass.
And my name is Ty Watson, and I play drums and sing backup.
All right, so this is a band that has had different incarnations. It's been a full band, it's been a duo, and now it's a full band again. And I'd love to hear about, for the three newer players that you have in the group, how you came across each other, how you guys found this band, how you guys found these players, and how you came to be this five-piece that we have right now.
Take it away. You've got the story on this one.
So Ty and I, we met each other on a plane.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going from L.A.
Los Angeles? Yeah.
To Tucson.
Wow.
And we were... we sat next to each other. I think he randomly sat next to me. Mm-hmm. And I was doing some mixing on my laptop, and he was reading Modern Drummer. So we obviously had something in common, so we started up a conversation, and he joined the band shortly after that.
Mm-hmm. So I've been playing with you guys for just over a year. And then, Paul, what time did you come in?
Christmas.
So around Christmas time... Liz said, what? This cousin who plays bass. And
I keep hearing he's really good. I just haven't heard him myself. But hey, let's get him in here and see.
And so one day, Paul stumbled in, and he's been stumbling in every week at about the same time we start practice. So.
And he is really good, and he fits in quite perfectly with us. So.
And then, John, what happened with you?
I just moved to Tucson about a month ago, and I just kind of wanted something new, so I moved out here. I was here back in August for a road trip and ended up sitting in with you guys and just kind of worked out.
Yeah. That's that.
I like to say that he moved from Pennsylvania to just to be in the band.
I do. That's it. This is my only source of income. $100 every 4 weeks or something.
Hey, in Tucson, that's not too bad. So tell me, you know, with this group that you've got right now, and this is more for Liz and Bjorkvin, I guess, but how is this iteration of the band different, if at all, than, you know, the long history of this project?
Oh, I mean, we're constantly evolving, and this new group just brings a whole new level of that. I think we have a different... I don't know, most of our songs, the ones that we've been doing for so long, even the longest ones, they sound very different now. Mm-hmm. And in a really good way. And I think that's these three right here adding so much to everyone that we already had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this is probably the most creative we've been in a very long time.
And yeah.
It's, you know, it just brings every song just to the next level.
Yeah. And has that manifested itself in a higher volume of songwriting in the last year than you'd experienced?
Definitely,
in the past.
Definitely. Well, and Bjorkvin's been kind of on fire. He's been writing a lot of stuff lately, and it took a little while to get back into that, I think. But once he started going, and then I add to it, and then we all just collaborate on it, and I think just this group works very well together for songwriting and for, you know, taking a basic framework and turning it into something great.
Yeah, and also some of the older songs that were mine that were, you know, sort of these folky singer-songwriter tunes, they've taken on like a completely different life when you just jam them together in a room with, you know, basically five different people from five different walks of life, and something just incredibly cool happens.
What's the division of labor songwriting wise between the two of you, percentage wise? You know, the songs we're hearing tonight, for instance, you know, how many of them originally started with you, Bjorgvin? How many started with you, Liz?
Well, more that we're doing now are Bjorgvin's by far. Yeah. We used to do a lot of Alan's, and we talked about him during the first time that we were in here. And he was originally our third member. It was Bjorgvin and myself, and Alan Gerrard is his last name. And, the three of us just performed together for a while.
Right.
And he had a lot of songs that we still do because he was just an amazing songwriter. And so, and we're still even bringing out more from his arsenal that we've, you know, that we have yet to debut. And then, but Bjorgvin's been writing a ton lately too, so.
Yeah, so I'm slowly taking over. And then I like how we bring, bring some of the new songs. And then there's one song we're going to play in this next set is something that was really this kind of terrible melody to a song, but I always liked the lyrics, and we sort of started jamming them, and then something sort of happened, and there's this new kind of modern folky song came out of it just from, you know, putting a few different people in a room.
Yeah.
I'm good at creating new melodies and harmony, so whenever he has something, brings it to me, it ends up being a little different by the end of that meeting, and then we go from there.
Yeah, I just basically started jamming on various forms of G, and it's just basically what the song is. It's just various chordal iterations of G.
So before we get into our next set here, if people want to be able to keep track online of upcoming shows, of music that you're posting, videos, that kind of thing, what's the best way to follow you online?
Our website is thelongwait.com, and there's a bunch of stuff there, all the tour dates. If you want to contact us, you can get our first EP that for free if you sign up to the email list. Two of the songs we're playing tonight, the last song we just played, is on that EP. And then we also have a Patreon page that we do weekly videos where we sort of let people into the studio.
Cool.
And, you know, it's the intersection between our songwriting and us being a band, and my sort of expertise in doing engineering and teaching home studio owners to how to record and whatnot. So
we have
patreon.com/thelongwait for all those videos, and which are all YouTube videos.
And we're also on Facebook, and we've got a bunch of stuff on Spotify now. But we're on Reverb Nation, so we post our shows there and on Facebook, and try to keep people updated. We need to be better about getting them up there sooner, though. Been a little slacking.
Anything on the immediate horizon that we want to mention before we jump back into the music?
Yeah, we have a Christmas song coming out. We just finished. I sort of finished mixing it today. I'm just prepping it for release. We're gonna be good about it and release it the 1st of December, or at least the first week in December. I don't want to jump the gun and play Christmas music in November. I think that's blasphemous. But we have that, and then we were on a YouTube show a few weeks back. That should hit YouTube in the next few weeks.
Cool. That was Top Cat Studios in Phoenix.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then we have an album coming out in the spring, first full length album.
Perfect. All right, so we'll talk more about that during our next break, but here's some more music by The Long Wait, live in studio.
Jeg sitter og horver og dig sitter jeg thotna. Tárin í augunum og brostið hjarta. Þú segir mér, ég orðin svo þreytt á að missa alla. Á hverju ári það einhver annar.
Sit with you. your sadness on your mind. Your heart is cracked, tears are in your eyes. And you say to me, it's a tired fight, I'm losing my way. Another loved one just died today, and I'm feeling for you. Feeling for you. Everyone you love, they really feel for you. Perfect hair, swollen eyes, crying out to death that he would wait a while. I'll say to you, that's how it goes, this thing called life. Everyone you love, they wait up in the sky. And now, if you're thinking how hard it's gonna be, know that up in heaven your friends are where they're supposed to be. And I'm feeling for you, feeling for you. Everyone you love, they really feel for you. You know that it's true, you know that it's true. You know that up in heaven your friends are watching over you. Up in heaven, your friends are watching over you.
Different turn, problems. time another day. Guitar has served me well. Strings are old and it's time for a trade. The tour's taking its toll. It's looking kind old. It's time, I'm afraid. This car's pushing 200,000 miles. Rusty paint and the transmission's broke. The last time we tried, we only got to fly. We only needed a few more miles. Take care of things that treat you well, before they get too old and bid you farewell. You wouldn't come this far without them there. They bid you farewell. These pets, they will grow old soon. Loved you for their whole damn lives. A love you can't repay. You felt it since the first day they saw you. Take care of the things that treat you well, before they get too old and bid you farewell. You wouldn't come this far without them there. They bid you farewell. They bid you farewell. Beat up and broken, just another way to say I love these things from the first day. Old and tired is just another way they go into our memory.
My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with The Long Wait. Thanks again for coming down tonight, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for having us.
So, we teased during the last set that you're expecting a full-length album in spring of this upcoming year. So let's talk a bit about that. Have you finished tracking the album at this point?
No. We have finished most of the foundation, so okay. drums and bass, and the acoustic guitar work. And we're about halfway through electric guitar, I think.
Yeah, I think we got four. Didn't we get four of them?
Yeah.
Four? Yeah.
Four. So out of nine or ten songs or so. And then once that's done, we're going to add some extra overdubs. Well, obviously we're going to do the vocals and then maybe some strings, maybe some muted trumpet, maybe extra bells and whistles like that. I tend to go overboard sometimes.
So you're recording at your studio, Bjorgvin?
Yeah, we have. I just bought a house in the spring, and I have a home studio there, but we also record a lot down at St. Cecilia Studios, at Stephen Lee Tracy's place. We do a lot of the vocals there because we can kind of, you know, situate it in a way that, like, I stand in the control room and Liz stands in the live room, and we kind of sing, so we can kind of lock in and sing as one instrument in a way. And you know, he has a bunch of awesome gear that is really fun to use. So
yeah.
He's got a really great box cab. That thing sounded awesome.
Yeah, so it's fun to change the scenery a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that is always interesting, I think, is, you know, when you're trying to wear two hats, you know, and be a member of a band, but also wear that producer's hat as well. You know, while you guys are writing songs and you're in the nascent stages of figuring out, you know, what a song is going to look like, do you start to have that kind of producer brain working as well, where you're thinking 6 months ahead to, oh, you know, once we're in the studio on this, this is where we're going to, you know, add this extra harmony here or that muted trumpet there?
Yeah, no, I'm constantly thinking about extras and harmonies and, you know, all these different little background things we could be doing if we really want to. And
right.
He does the same. He plans way ahead, too.
Yeah.
That's where the muted trumpet is. I've had that in my head since a long time ago. I just haven't gotten there yet.
And Liz, you and Bjorgvin have been playing and singing together for a few years now. It's been, what, 3-4 years, something like that?
It's actually been close to 5 years now.
The band sort of got formed in 2010-11, like that Christmas time.
So in that period of time, you know, at this point, do you find that the way that you are writing vocal melodies now just kind of on a subliminal level is already taking into account how it's going to be suited for a harmony with Bjorgvin's voice, or Bjorgvin vice versa? Are you thinking the same thing with Liz?
I think we definitely have an easier time finding harmony lines.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know each other's voices so well now and have just worked together for so long. And we kind of, just on a musical level, I think we hear a lot of the same potential for songs that we're starting out with. So we work together pretty well that way.
Right. So when we we know each other's ranges, and so we try to play that to as our strengths. So when I can't go higher, we'll swap, and she'll take the higher melody and I'll go. I usually do the lower harmonies, which is kind of different, I guess, but a lot of fun to do.
And now we've got few more voices. I think everybody in this band can sing. We just haven't gotten everybody singing yet, but we're getting there. Ty's singing with us now.
I'm trying. So. Trying my best.
No,
there you
great.
Go. And, you know, I feel like this iteration of the band has a very dynamic sound. And I'm curious, and this is, you know, open to either the two of you or the quote-unquote newer players. What do you think has been the impact of having this group of players on the songwriting or the arrangements of older songs? And do you see certain threads kind of thematically that are running through what these songs sound like now compared to before a year ago, for instance?
Oh, yeah. Well, they tend to take on a different feel every time we play with somebody new. So we get a new member and they bring whatever their background is. And it really does change the song. And a lot of them have ended up just, I guess it's just the next stage in our evolution as a band. They just, we like where everything's going.
Yeah. The first song we're going to play here after this break is sort of a good example of that, because there's this sort of three-part harmony line that we've just recently started doing that kind of just, you know, got created one day out of just playing, and it just kind of changes a lot of the dynamics of the song.
Yeah.
I think that the biggest thing that five- or four-piece bands don't take advantage of is you can all be playing at the same time and have a really big sound, but it will sound even bigger when you pull elements out.
Yeah.
So we try to really take advantage of that and build the songs and then remove elements too, so that you feel more of the dynamics like you noticed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the things I've been doing, when Björvin's playing, he plays a lot with a capo, so his acoustic sounds a bit higher. And so I tend to go for a warmer sound in general. And so I found myself kind of playing lower on the neck and filling out different kind of inversions of chords so that it's not just the same thing over and over again. It's more of a, again, dynamic kind of thing.
Yeah, I think if we were to try to play the same thing all the time, it would just sound sloppy.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Björgvin, I have to ask as well, we at the beginning of that set, the first song that you played, you started with the first verse in
gibberish.
That first verse is in that's in Icelandic.
So you are one of there are about like 300,000+ native Icelandic speakers in the world. Like if you took all of them and brought them to Tucson, it'd be the third most popular language in Tucson.
Actually, in my wedding in April, my family came over, and we did like a rough calculation, and I think it was 0.01% of the population.
But have you? Is it more recent for you to be incorporating that into the songs that you have for this band, or is that something you've been doing since the beginning?
Singing in Icelandic?
Yeah.
Well, this song was originally in Icelandic the whole way through.
Oh, wow.
And then I translated it into English, and then it sort of evolved into a long wait song.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not necessarily something that I don't tend to write in Icelandic, actually. But it's something that I have a few songs, you know, from like in my notebook that are have lyrics in Icelandic and that sort of stuff. I just haven't really. Maybe I should revisit that.
Yeah.
Come to think of it,
I have to say, Liz, I was really disappointed when you started singing in English. I thought that you had really embraced the challenge of being in a band with Björgvin.
I am starting to learn the Icelandic lyrics. I'm getting there.
Yeah, we should try to do a chorus or something.
Yeah,
someday.
Yeah. So before we head into our final set here, what are the next live shows that you have? Anything on the calendar right now that we want to mention?
We are not doing anything in November, actually.
That's my fault. I'm out of town for a lot of it, so I kind of spoiled that. But we've been playing a lot lately.
Yeah,
we usually play, I mean, it's every other week, almost every week. This is our fourth show in the last 4 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And, so you're ready for a little break.
Probably,
But we have gigs all the time. I think the next one, we will probably be playing Playground in December. And then, you know, things always pop up. So the best way to be notified of that is just to go to thelongwait.com and sign up to the email list.
Perfect. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming down one more time. The Long Wait live in Studio 2A here for the last 45 minutes. And they are going to play us out tonight here on Locals Only. Thanks for listening. I want to thank once again the gentleman in Siksa for coming down as well during the first half of the show. Next week, we'll have Ryan Chavira live in Studio 2A, and I'll also be joined by Dimitri of American Monoxide during the first half of the show. But with that, we're going to wrap things up. One more set from The Long Wait. Thank you.
pyramid highways. The morning sun behind me bows in ever westward glow. The many rows of corn blur on the downside of the blue hill. I think it's always been this way, and I guess it always will. Summer glow. Coming back across, I always notice subtle graces. And the Mississippi River sets the tempo and grow fonder, I would reckon. These little journeys do their parts to work for all of us. $10 for another cup of coffee. You know, I've been sitting on this stool in this bar for don't know how many days. And maybe I can borrow a smoke from one of you fine gentlemen. Hey, a fiver would be nice. I sure could use some solid food for a change. Does anybody mind if I take off my shoes, grab another swig of wine, jukebox dance away the blues? You know I've gone from out my mind trying to make these dreams come true. But I gave it up, I quit, I couldn't take it. Afraid I'm doomed to do the things drunk and lonely people do. Now do I lay out in the filth of the street?
streets here in the city of angels? Or do I dream of love, fortune, and fame, and how it all passed me by? And can I yell at the sun, and can I cuss out the street, and then get back to the tavern by five? Where, as long as I behave, I'll get a bottle and a place to sit and cry. Does anybody mind if I take off my pants, grab another swig of wine, ask the waitress for a dance? You know I've gone from out my mind trying to make these dreams come true. Oh, but I gave it up, I quit, I couldn't take it. I'm afraid I'm doomed to do the things drunk and lonely people do. Don't you know that they've all gone home? A little teen is out of queen. Will she know that she's not the only one? A tiny pocket is out in change. Could you spare some coins for the train? Innocence, can you find it in your heart to change? You find it in your heart to change. I hope you do so. And I hope you know for sure. All around the world we live in, there's one thing we're given and one chance to live up to what we're made for. Don't you think we're here for something, at least approximating to what we think we should be on this earth for?
trade.